TalkSport Rugby's Mike Boville. Mike, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm not bad. Not bad.
Excellent. And you'll be preparing for the full contact show on Sunday. By then, the title will have been decided. So who's going to win that Premiership final, Mike?
Well, yeah, I would love to see Saracens reverse last year's result and get something out of the game. I think their consistency this season has been magnificent. They're a very strong squad. I know not everyone appreciates their style of rugby, but it has certainly been effective in the last couple of months, and I think they are genuine contenders. But Leicester, as they always show when it comes to this point of the season, they're so strong and they have so much mental strength. They're the Manchester United of English rugby, and they have that ability to win tight games, as they proved at Twickenham 12 months ago, and I've got a horrible feeling they're going to prove exactly the same thing again this weekend.
Fair enough. What's your score prediction going to be then?
I am going to go for a 24-22 victory for Leicester Tigers.
Excellent. And in terms of the Premiership clubs at large, who would you say has underperformed this season?
Well, it has to be London Wasps, doesn't it? I know that they've had issues both off the field and on it. A lot of injuries to the squad. A lot of players who left last year who weren't replaced effectively, but still a team that has twice lifted the European Cup and has won the Premiership title on numerous occasions. You would expect far more than finishing behind Exeter and the best part of, two-thirds of the rest of the Premiership. Wasn't good enough from Wasps. I think they've massively underperformed, and although they've made a couple of significant signings already, I think they'll need to make a few more if they're to get back and be in contention for next year's playoffs.
I tend to agree. And finally then, who would be your unsung hero of the season? Someone around the game, who's that likely to be?
Well, I'm going to go for a slightly obscure one here, and probably one that people won't agree with, but my unsung hero of the season is going to be Gavin Henson. Not because of anything that he's done on the rugby pitch, but purely for the hours of entertainment and the page after page of copy he has given rugby journalists and us broadcasters over the past few months. He's been brilliantly entertaining, and I think it deserves a lot more credit than he's receiving at the moment.
That is superbly controversial, Mike. Fantastic view, and enjoy your last show of the domestic season.
I will. Thank you very much. Well, of course, we will be on air every single weekend over the summer as we build up to our coverage of the Rugby World Cup.
There we go. Never one to miss a plugging opportunity. Mike Boville, thank you very much indeed.